Joining me on the line now from Israel to discuss this further is Dr. Michael Barak, who is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us any more information about these individuals, the couple in Renana and the young men from Tiberias and the man from the Jordan Valley, other than what I have just read?
All right, thanks for having me. So what is the question again? Because it was difficult to hear.
What is the latest we know about this couple in Renana and the young man from Tiberias and the man from the Jordan Valley?
Yeah, okay. So first of all, we can say that Iran is trying to address to every citizen in Israel. It doesn't matter now if it's from Tiberias or from Ashkelon or another place. Just 2 days ago, the Shin Bet exposed the spies from Renana. So the basic, let's say that the common denominator, the common ground is like is a greed of money, paying money for those people. Those people, Israelis, are usually not attached to the Israeli climate. They are not. What is driving them is just this greed. So Iran is playing.
Jewish?
Iran is playing this game. Yes, of course, Jewish. Yes, Jewish.
All of them.
But unfortunately, in every society, we have some rotten apples. So in that case, those Israelis are rotten apples who cooperated with Iran.
If Jewish people are prepared to do this for money, I mean, Iran would also be contacting Christians and Muslims in Israel?
What?
Do you think Iran is also reaching out to Muslims and Christians in Israel besides Jews? And they might be more open?
Yeah, of course. Look, Iran is trying to address to everyone. So it's a matter of luck. Of course, somebody that is religious, Muslim that is very religious, maybe he can share some of the interest of Iran. But we cannot blame now the whole society. Those people are driving from greed. So this is the problem. The problem is that. When somebody is arrested, like the Shin Bet is managed to arrest those people, the Israeli court is not doing enough. We can see that those people, for example, the guy from Ashkelon, a guy in his 60s who cooperated with Iran, he was arrested by the Shin Bet and he was sent to jail only for 10 years. But if you take under consideration that this guy will behave well inside the jail, he will be released after 3 years. And also, he has not got any financial fine. So this is so definitely there is a problem inside the Israeli court system because they don't send these. The penalty is not very severe. It's not a difficult one. It's too easy one.
From Iran's point of view, do you think that these spies contributed meaningfully to their goals in the Israel-Iran war that we just witnessed?
If it serves the Iran interest?
Yeah, if these spies helped Iran in this war that we had right now.
Look, if we look, there is a shift from classical recruitment for espionage to a modern method of recruiting using social media networks, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram. So the Iranians, first of all, it's very cheap to recruit in this way. Secondly, those people, Jews, Muslims, or Christians who are willing to cooperate with Iran, it's the Iranians are asking them to gather information, intelligence information, to make some missions, for example, to burn cars, to torch stores and others, and also when they are going step by step, they are also demand to assassinate prominent Israeli diplomats like Israel Katz, the defense minister of Israel. So Iranians, they don't mind because it doesn't cost for them nothing, like except from paying the money for those people who have proved that they that they fulfill the mission. But this is a very easy thing to do, to recruit people by social media networks. So it doesn't matter now.
Michael, in the recent war that we had between Israel and Iran, do you think any of these spies provided valuable information to the Iranians?
Look, I don't have like the information like that. The Shin Bet has. The Shin Bet admitted that in several cases, those people, spies, they had some damaging information. I don't know exactly what. Maybe collecting information on strategic places like in Tel Aviv, or documenting and filming, picturing sites in Tel Aviv or other places in Israel that were struck by the Iranian missiles in order to give more accurate coordination for the Iranians. If this is the case, this is a very severe and very serious action against Israel. And as I mentioned, the Israeli court, because the Shin Bet, it's not a problem to arrest those spies. They can arrest them in a very short time. But the Israeli court definitely has to do more about it to deter those people and also to make shaming to those spies and also to their families in order to deter the people not to join it, to join to Iranian efforts.
How big is the problem? I mean, do you think there are many more spies or sleeper agents already operating undetected in Israel?
I'm sure there are more like spies in Israel. And it's a matter of time until they will be exposed by the Shin Bet. It takes time, like using technology. There is also cameras that have been around the Israeli cities. And if there is like a suspicious actions in near strategic places or other places. So the Shin Bet is able to collect these data from the cameras and then it can reach them to those people, to the spies very quickly.
Do you think that Iran is recruiting more spies, or do you think that Israel is just getting better at finding them?
If Iran is doing what?
If Iran is stepping up, if Iran is managing to recruit more spies, or if Israel's just getting better at detecting it?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that it's important to the Shin Bet to expose those people, spies, in order to deter other potential spies.
And is it just about spying, or is Iran actually trying to create instability inside the Israeli society?
Of course, it's also a kind of to damage the morale of Israel, to show that the Israeli society is not immune from Iranian efforts to recruit people. So we have the morale also damage, and we have also these security damage, but again, the Shin Bet is very successful in foiling those attempts.